There are different seasons throughout the year, and it's Christmas time, the time of celebration, time of reunions, time of peace, because a special child is born, our Savior, the Christ is born, and tis the season. The whole world was changed with the birth of a simple, humble, innocent, helpless child called Jesus from Nazareth. We are all going through changes in our lives. We learn, we grow, and we become more wise, less complicated, hopefully more loving, and more rich. Rich in grace, compassion, and contentment. Can't you relate when you remember a specific state of mind, like you standing in front of a window, looking at the tree, thinking of a specific mind scene going through your thoughts? And you remember all the details of what you were reflecting in your thoughts right at that moment. It's amazing how we remember such moments, keeping them deep inside, not even sharing them with anyone. Such memory flashes are priceless, like a precious treasure you're holding on to. Maybe it reminds you about tough times. Maybe it brings you back to your childhood, bringing a smile to your face, warming your heart, and making you deeply rich. This Christmas season, I would like to reflect on a very sacred topic about the most valuable treasure of a special child who once was born. It is a very revered, exceptional, different, non-typical, maybe abnormal topic that can be understood by those who came through it. I invite you to come and socialize with a group of other special needs moms just like you, who are on a mission to lock in their finances and actually learn how to have more money. Inside the free Simple Money Systems Facebook group, you will get tips and tricks on budgeting, debt reduction, and wealth building, where you will be able to ask your questions. You can join now by the link provided in the episode's show notes. Also, become an insider and get weekly emails from me with the latest podcast episodes, tips on simple financial strategies for stress-free living, early bird access to special offers and encouragement and motivation to stay on track. Sign up by the link in the show notes. And now let's unwrap our special treasure bundle out of the ordinary lifetime experience. My precious friend, are you hit with your child's disability diagnosis? How to afford medical bills, special equipment, therapies, caregivers, the list goes on. How about that car loan, a pile of credit cards, a mortgage? How to grasp such life around your head and remain sane? Hi, Deanna Gallas here with Simple Money Systems Podcast. I am a special needs mom, a Christian wife, a successful business owner, and a daughter of the King. I help special needs moms create wealth solutions through simple financial strategies that I created to set you free from debt culture, money wasting, and ever-changing mode of currency and market volatility. If you're ready to say yes to financial freedom and exchange everything that hasn't worked for a plan that will, results that are undeniable, like peace of mind, better sleep, improved mood, and more money in your pocket, this podcast is for you. Hug your bug or boo, and off we go. Today, my friends, I simply wanted to pour my heart, to get vulnerable with you because I know you care. I want to touch some of the strings that lie deep inside, those that we carefully guard against the outsiders who do not have a clue what we went through and how we keep going. They often refer to us as being a strong woman, overcomers, unbroken, and so on. And these are all strong words for helpless, powerless woman with a shattered jar at her feet. What is our drive, and where do we get that strength from? Let's go back in time and refresh your memory when you learned for the first time about your baby's diagnosis. What state of mind you were in? I still remember the doctor sitting in a chair in my hospital room with a stony face, shooting at me those cold as a bullet words that my son might have a life-altering disability. Do you remember? Do you recall that time when a lifetime sentence was pronounced over you and your precious, most valuable gift that you were dreaming about, hoped, prayed for, and who you delivered, your innocent baby? These times are not something any of us looking forward to, and it is not so easy to celebrate such birthdays. But you do. You are in awe of a new life, a new beginning, new book to be written. For all of us, it can be a different experience when we are going through a very difficult, challenging season in a lifetime. It could be any kind of loss that hits you right in the face. You may be living with a fatal illness. Maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe from the outside you're normal, but all crippled inside. No one ever is prepared physically, mentally, or spiritually for any kind of such life-altering condition. So what do we do? First and foremost, we breathe, and then breathe more. One breath at a time, one step in front of the other. When I learned about Dave's diagnosis of Down syndrome, it literally killed my inner me. It stole my identity, my dreams, and my life full of happy plans. It brought to me feelings of worthlessness and burden. I considered myself an outcast, excluded and rejected from and by the life itself. Yes, those very dark feelings that we always dare to stay away from. When life brings to us such tragedies that we personally have to go through, it turns all tables upside down. Every time I talk to a specialist, I expected a word of hope, just a tiny little hint of hope that this is not true. Oh, how I wished my baby would be whole and healthy. My friends, all of us who are listening to this podcast have a precious gem in common, a gift of life. And the value of this gem is priceless. Yes, we need to live. We have to live. We should live a life worth living for. During this Christmas season, you've got your gem. You're entrusted with a special gift. You are special, not like everyone. You're very different. You fit in your own place where life planted you. You are gifted with special treasures that others are often missing. It's your resilience, your grit, and your faith. You just hold on to those, okay? Even my dreams were shattered, but life went on. Raising a special needs son helped me to uncover new dreams, a new destiny, my new self, and even my new identity. I would not exchange my life with my special son for any other. And it's not because I have no choice. We all have the willpower to decide how to live and what turns to take that life offers. And a life is only worth living when there is a dream bigger than you, when there is love wider than an ocean, when joy overtakes your heart, spilling over. Dave does not ask much, no demands from him. I never heard a bad word out of him, not because he is not verbal, but instead because of his big smile that tells me all. There is one requirement though, and it's to be near those who truly love him. When he gives his hugs, those are the biggest and the warmest ever. When he puts his hands on my shoulders when I change him, it's the greatest blessing I can ever get. My heart jumps to hear his giggles. It's my utmost privilege to serve my disabled son who pays me back with so many priceless blessings. And now, my precious, I want to tell you that you too have your gem right in front of you. Take a closer look, pick it up from dirt, wash it, gently wrap it in a fine cloth, bring it to the sunlight, and get your magnifying glass out. You will see so many sparkles. Let it shine in you and through you. Let it be your blessing in disguise. Bring it to the others and to those who are running with non-stop, missing on the most important, who are broke and lost, to those whose dreams were stolen with no hopes. Bring them a sense of a fresh start, new hope, and endless possibilities. Let them pause and let them see the sunshine in the clouds. Let them know that their unfavorable circumstances will turn out to be even more beneficial and advantageous than they could ever imagine otherwise. Be that star in the darkest sky. Let them find a way to the manger where the child is born. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. And now, my special friends, if you find this episode helping in any way, please leave a 5-star review on my iTunes podcast. I read all of them, treasuring every single one. It will let me know if this episode was helping or if you learned something new, making you just a bit more richer. And if you have a topic in your mind, let me know by writing me to diana@dianagalas.com. I would love to hear it on my podcast. I am looking forward to hearing from you. And now, I wish you get rich in grace, love, hope, joy, and peace. Share your light. My dear friend, I hope you found this episode insightful. I truly believe that a mom like you can be an inspiration to many others just by simply sharing this podcast, leaving the path of precious gems behind for those moms who are yet to find them. Would you share it with other ladies so they can also find a way to a meaningful, purpose-driven, debt-free life? Thank you for your dedication and hard work day in and day out, caring for your exceptional child's needs. Please know that you are a precious gem yet to be shined. Don't give up. Look above abilities. The best is yet to come.
Until next time, Deanna Gallas.